Get me Mendel Rivers.
Yes, sir. I'm interrupting the phone call now to get him. Just a moment.
Lady Byrne?
There you are, sir.
Hello?
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 Hello? Mendel?
Yes, sir.
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I hate to bother you on Saturday afternoon, but this is the last day I got on your military construction. And because I don't want to be the only president that turns the commander-in-chief's functions into a eunuch, and I don't want to be commander-in-chief just 4 months a year. And I've had a dozen of the best men outside of the Defense Department I could find, the best lawyers I could get. And every one of them said it would just be disastrous for me. Now, what I'm willing to do, I don't want to advocate it at all. Well, because first of all, I've just been sitting here all day trying to decide how I could sign it anywhere I could sign it. And I haven't been able to get anybody that can find a way to do it without really endangering the country. The provision January until April, first, I object to any usurpation of executive function, even including reporting. But I can live with the reporting. Commander-in-Chief can. I think that I'll make the message as moderate as I can, and what I would do if I were in Congress, and I don't want you to quote me, and I guess I can talk to you confidentially, I'd just pass this same bill that you did pass with a new paragraph that says the President shall report to the appropriate committees, armed services of both houses, when Congress is in session 60 days before taking any action, or 40 days. GSA has 30 days before they can sell anything. No. Well,
we don't do anything in the world. That's not, as a matter of fact, my friend is you, because
no.
I guess I'm not good.
I know it, and I'm not either. And what I would be, what I'd be very happy to do, and I think it would please everybody, I don't want to do it myself. I don't want to recommend it. I'm not saying it in the message, but if the House and Senate.
Doesn't make an effort to override it.
No, I hope not. I think it's very bad for us to be squabbling tall at this hour when the whole eyes of the world upon us. What I would do, I would take the same bill that you had before, and I'd put in a paragraph like you've got in 40 other bills that other presidents have signed that requires a president to give you notice 60 days or 30 days or 40 days, whatever you want. And I would agree that any time the Congress was not in session, I wouldn't close any except in case of emergency, if they were attacking it, or if they had an epidemic, or if they had radio fallout, or some of these things. And then I would confer with the leaders that were available, just like I am this afternoon, before I act, before I veto. I've talked to the leaders that I can get. I can't get Howard, can't get Ford. I want to get you, I want to get Aaron, I want to get to